We hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces. Fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved if your heart's in a thousand pieces. If you're lost and you're far from a reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, if it hurts that you can't find healing, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved.
When I'm made of superheroes, photoshopped in all size zeros, light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up and see the sun is shining. There's hope on a new horizon. Calling you, it's calling you, yeah.
You are loved if your heart's in a thousand pieces. If you're lost and you're far from a reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, if it hurts that you can't find healing, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved.
And don't have to prove yourself. Don't try to be someone else. You don't have to prove yourself. Don't try to be someone else. You are loved.
Just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. You are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you
are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from a reason, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved. When it feels like something's missing, if it hurts but you can't find healing, just look up, know you are loved. Just look up, know you are loved.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Love that. Love that. Beautiful. You're loved. Josette Nana Pilato, you're loved today. Josette and Anna lost their mom last week, and they're sweet people. Her mom, your mom was one of the sweetest ladies. I never forget, often at Christmas time. I wouldn't see her maybe all year, but she'd always make sure I had Christmas cookies. And then one year, she sent me with T-shirts, and I said to Anna, I go, does she think I don't have clothes? She goes, oh, no, that's just my mom. She wants to make sure that she's always giving clothes out at Christmas time. And you don't know, but that reminded me of when I was a little boy. We didn't have anything. And I had two aunts. It was the only time of the year my one aunt would buy me two shirts and a new pair of pants, and another aunt would buy me a new shirt. Those were the only new clothes that I had all year. And when your mom sent me with those T-shirts, and I think I still have them today, it reminded me of a very special time in my life. And I'll never forget that. But I want you both to know you're loved today. You're loved. The love of God surrounds you today. He cares for you. And for all of you today, you are greatly loved today. Let's pray together. Father, I give you such thanks and praise today for your kindness, your love. You do love us. wherever we are, whatever we're walking through, whatever we're facing, your plan and your purpose is beyond even finding out. I pray that today, God, just for the next few minutes as we're together in this house, that God, you will bless your people. You will encourage them. And you'll lift them up. I pray today in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. If you have your Bible and you'd like to follow with me, or a tablet or your phone, open it up to the Old Testament book of Hosea. And I'm excited to share this to you. It's Valentine's Day today, but you don't need a holiday to show love. You should show it regardless when it is. We should be lovers of one another and be kind and care for people all the time. I was going to write, I always think of this, the 10 worst gifts that you should not get the one that you love. But as I was looking at them, I was worried that if I said them, that some had already gotten them and it would make you feel worse. So I thought, well, I'm just going to move past that today. And if you're single here today, you're just feeling bummed out, you hate this time of the year, come on, relax, rejoice, because the love of God supersedes any love that a human could ever extend to your life. Do you know what I'm talking about today? And so you just need to know you are loved today. He cares for you and he loves you and he's got a plan for your life today. Now, I want to share this short little story with you, and I just got three little points that I'm going to close with, and then we're going to be done. So, because I know for you ladies, your husbands want to take you out. They want to spend some money on you today. All the ladies said, come on. And for you moms that are here, you got older children that are making money. Your children want to spend money on you today. Don't they, honey? They want to spend money on you today. They want to bless you. They really do. And all the men said, boy. What, are you guys going to egg me before I leave today or what? Shut up there. Where's Ryan when I need him? But I want to share this little story with you today that exemplifies the love of God today. Because the reality of it is that you are loved by God whether you love him or not. Whether you even know him or not, God loves you. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This little story in Hosea is so incredible, and I've shared a little about it in times gone by, but it's kind of complicated, and you want to read it. You want to get maybe look at a different translation than the King James or the New King James, because it's very difficult to follow the story path from those translations. And this message came to Hosea a little over 2,700 years ago. And it's about God who found Israel at the time to be incredibly stubborn and faithless and spiritually rebellious to God's plan and the love that he had for his people. And he shows him this plan. He doesn't stop loving Israel or the people of God, but he shows them this plan, not because either he ran out of patience. He loves them so much, and it's so poignant to the day that we live in that people move on and they go on in life, and they don't even recognize that God is anywhere around them, but yet he is there all the time, and he loves them. He loves you and I. The love of God goes beyond anything that we can even comprehend, and here's this pastor, this prophet, this preacher, Hosea, who is a great man of God, who's been called by God. He's unspotted from the world. He's a man who wants to serve the Lord and do the right things for his life. He's kept himself single. He hasn't gone around and practiced safe sex. He's gone around and he's abstained from anything. It's something that the people of our generation need to hear about today. That God has a plan for them, not for you to go and share your life with everyone, but to share it with one that God brings to your life. I should get a little better amen to that today. But in this story, we have to read a little bit between the lines, because I can't imagine when Hosea heard what God wanted him to do, what was going through his heart. You're sitting there thinking, what in the world has this got to do with Valentine's Day? You'll catch it in just a few minutes. And we begin to read the the chapter, chapter 1 and verse 1 through 3, and I'm going to read out of the New International Version. It says, the word of the Lord came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, during the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel. That's a lot right there. You'd have to get Pastor Ron Friedersdorf to explain all that to you. In verse 2, it says, and when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, and I just want to insert this to you, that sometimes we're asking God, Lord, speak to me. Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to do what you tell me to do. You got to be careful when you ask him to do that, because he doesn't always tell you what you are expecting to hear. And the Bible says, the Lord said to him, go marry a prostitute, a promiscuous woman, and not only marry her, but have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. So he married Gomer. I'd just like to wake up every day and say, hey, Gomer, you look so pretty. He married Gomer, and she conceived, and she bore him a son. And God's purpose for this marriage, actually, this is one of the greatest illustrated messages in the whole scriptures, that his purpose was to confront Israel with their sin and with their unfaithfulness. And this wasn't necessarily in regard to a particular marriage. Don't look at this chapter in the Bible for marriage advice. But this is something that God had laid on his heart and told him to go do, because he wanted to show him, I'm going to take you and I'm going to let you see what I see every day in the reality of your home and in your life and in the setting I'm going to put you in. How my people treat me is how Gomer is going to treat you, Hosea. And you're going to have to know that the love of God goes beyond anything that we could work out in our own strength, in our own flesh. And just like Hosea loved a prostitute, God loves you and I. And the Bible says in John 3:16, he so loved the world. Do you know that Jesus just didn't come into the world and die and shed his blood just so you and I would have a place in heaven? He came into the world and gave his life because he loves you. He loves you and I so much. And this is a time where Israel was so far away from him. And he used this incident to show the reality of what was taking place. And the fact is, he not only was going to marry this woman, but he was going to have children with her. Not one, but three children. He would have, the first one would be a son, the second one would be a daughter, and the third one that he had would be a child. But the reality, the third son was not even his own child. What a story this is. I was reminded when Patty and I first got married, we'd be reading the Bible in bed at night, and she'd always go to these smutty parts of the Bible. And she would say, honey, did you know? I go, give me that Bible. What are you reading there? Whoa, where did this is in the Bible? Yep, this is in the Bible. Hosea came to the realization that the third child that Gomer gave birth to was not even his child. And it seemed clear that he understands this, that at some point, Gomer and he had, through their marriage, that bloodline that was running through here that had a propensity of promiscuity. She left the home. She goes back to that part of town in that red light district where she was picked up by Gomer or by Hosea in the first place, finds another man or many men, has relationships, becomes pregnant, and brings home a child to her home that doesn't belong to her husband. This is the real stuff right here. And during this time, she leaves her husband and leaves Hosea in the home to care for the three kids while she's out doing what she used to do before God told Hosea, I want you to go marry her. I want you to go show her love and I want you to carry her, care for her. And he does that. He obeys God. And in the midst of that, she leaves him and she meets up with others and she gives birth to a third son whose name means not mine. It is an incredible story. So compelling. And in the midst of it, the man that she is with cannot provide for her. And Hosea finds out about it. And somehow, he secretly provides for his wife. While she is away from him, while she is acting unfaithful to him, she gave birth to a child that doesn't even belong to him. And Gomer and Hosea loves her so much that in the middle of it, he begins to take care of her. In fact, in Hosea chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, "She has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and oil, who lavished on her the silver and the gold, which she used for other things." This is the heart of God. That even though she was away from her husband, the one who loved her so much, that he still loved her. Loved her to the point where even though she made the mistake, she stayed in the mistake, and yet the love of God moves all the way past it and says, "I still care for her. I'm going to take care of her, even when she doesn't even acknowledge that I'm the one who loves her." And God says, here's the story that I want you to see, that even though you are away from him sometime, and there's not a person that's listening to me right now, that at some point in your life that you have let the things of the earth, you've let the enemy blind you and take you away from God. And do you think it was your own strength and your own ability that brought you back to that place to love him? It was the love of God that reached out to you in the darkness of your sin and your despair and fed you and clothed you and loved you and compelled you to come back and to love him. You may be here this morning. You say, I'm not there. And even in the middle of that pain and that trouble, Hosea still loves her. I saw this old song. It reminded me of years ago, a song by the man whose name was Percy Sledge. He wrote this song. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down. That's how much he loved her. I'll be singing at the White Horse Saloon later on this week. No, not really. Loved her when she was unlovable. Can you understand this? That's why I say, you are loved today. And how long this went on, we don't know, but it gets even worse. Now the man has dropped her, and now she turns into a slave material, and she's a slave that gets brought to the auction block to be sold. And God tells Hosea, he said, "I want you to go get her. I want you to buy her back." In fact, the Bible says in Hosea chapter 3, it says, "The Lord said to me, go show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites. Though they turn on other gods, they love sacred raisin cakes. So I bought her with 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lethic of barley. Then I told her, you are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with another man, and I will behave the same way to you." She not only leaves him, she not only has a child by someone else, that man, and then he not only takes care of her when she's away, that man dumps her. She's left out in the street, naked, hungry, with nothing, and she's brought as a slave to an auction block and begins to be sold for a few things of silver and grain as a nobody, as a nothing. And God says, "I want to take it one step further with you, Hosea. You not only loved her when I told you to, and now you're going to go and love her so much that you're going to buy her back. And I want to tell every one of you today here, that's what God did for you and I. That when you were in the depths of your sin and despair, he didn't wait for you to be good enough. He came to the auction block of your life when you were dead and your trespasses and sin, and said, I want you. I'm going to buy you. I'm going to pay for you with the blood of my son. I'm going to give my life on Calvary and give it all so that you can be. Come on, you ought to clap your hands for him today. Buys her back and says, you're going to be mine now. Isn't that what Jesus has done with you and I? And you are loved beyond anything you could ever know. Listen, I want to just close with these three thoughts. Number one, you are loved beyond anything you could ever understand or know. And some of you may have walked close with the Lord one time or another in your life and something happened. People hurt you. Circumstances pushed you to the ground. You've gone through loss or failure. Fears come in. You've allowed your eyes to be taken off of him for a moment that turned into an hour, that turned into a day, into weeks, into months, into years. And you've walked away from him. You used to have that relationship with him and you'd pray and you'd hear, but now it's cold to you. The heavens are brass and you can't sense anything. You can't hear anything. Can I tell you, from Hosea's story, that no matter where you are or what you've been through or what you're even into today, no matter how far you have wandered from him or maybe you've never come to him, he loves you today. You are loved by him today. Oh, hallelujah. You are loved by him today. And he's never stopped loving you. He's never given up on you. He's never changed his mind on you. He is not mad at you. He loves you today. Come on today. Number two, his love for you is beyond your understanding. Isn't it though? Could ever imagine that God would say, Jose, do this, and by you doing this, you show the heart of God. Marry a prostitute. Love her. Have kids. Let her go off and have a child with somebody else. Feed her while she's away. After she's destroyed, buy her and bring her back home and nurse her to life again. His love for you is beyond our understanding. Ephesians 3, 17, 18, and 19. I pray, Paul says, that you being rooted and established in love may have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp. Listen to this. How wide, how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ for you. My goodness today. If you don't hear anything else, you leave here. You must know how great, how deep, how wonderful the love of God is for you. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all fullness of God. He didn't come just because he wanted to save you. He came because he loves you. And number three, Rufus, help me. Have you been hurt and you're wounded? He accepts you the way you are, and he promises to heal you. This is good news for somebody today. Somehow you can't believe when you look in the mirror how you got to where you are or what's going on in your life. Maybe some of you here, you're so damaged that you can't even imagine, could God ever put his arms around me? You've been hurt so much. You've been disassociated. You've been scoffed at. You've been minimized. Can I tell you, you can't fix yourself. And if you wait until you think you can, you'll likely die a very miserable, lonely person. But here's the message of Hosea. Here's the message of God to you and I today, that there is hope. Oh, God can fix your life. He can fix your brokenness. And if you'll step out of the shadows and allow him to lay his hand on your life, he's not mad at you. The enemy would try to tell you, you got to work for this and you got to be better. And when you get this all worked out, then he'll accept you and love you. That's not true. God never waits for anybody to get good enough to come to him. God says, I take you just the way you are. Do you know when I found out what the real love of God was for my life? It didn't. And the love that he had for me and how much he cared for me, it didn't release me to go and sin more and act more foolish. It compelled me to love this man who loves me even beyond anything I could ever imagine. And restoration doesn't happen instantaneously. But be assured that God will never stop loving who you are. I want to close with this verse. And it won't be up on the screen. Job 14:7, it says, if a tree is cut down, it will sprout again. Some of you have been cut. You've been hurt. You've been wounded. Oh, I sense the Holy Spirit moving right now. Some of you have been, you've been marginalized. He said, if a tree is cut down, it'll sprout again. And then in verse 9, it says, at the scent of water, it will bud again. Some of you can smell the water right now. Ooh. And you're going to bud again. Because his love never fails. You are loved today. He said, I won't leave you. I'll never let you go. He said, no one will pluck you out of my hand. And the Bible says in John 3:17, God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world. Don't you buy that for a minute. You are not condemned. You are loved. He did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him. Come on, aren't you thankful for that in his house today? Come on, give him a good praise today in his house today. Your love today. Boy, on a cold February morning, let's bow our heads and trust a red-hot God today. Whew! He's going to help some people in this house today. He's going to restore your life. He's going to set for some of you. You've been wondering. You've been just wondering, could God love somebody as bad as me? Could he love a wretch like me? Could he save somebody like me? Could he put somebody that is so tore up like me? Could he put me back together again? Prayer people, would you just come down to the altar? I'm going to close in just a moment. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God. I sense his hand in here. I sense his power. For some of you, you go so far, and you can't just comprehend that love of God any further. You just don't know. Yeah, but if they knew, let me tell you something. Your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed. There's none that are righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. If we were to begin to put up who you think is the most righteous person, if we were to begin to put their life up on the screens that are up the front, your eyes would raise up big. Aren't you glad that he doesn't do that? But he stands here today. Some of you are in a tough spot. Some of you, you're doing well, but you've never known that love that God has for you that is so deep and wide and broad and powerful. I'm going to close in prayer, but I'm going to ask you today on a Valentine's Day, married, single, younger, older. I don't know who God is touching today, but I know he's tugging on some hearts today. What a way to start off the year. Midway through 2016. To be free from the shackles and the pains that would hold you and attach you to your past. And to liberate you. To be free to move on to your future. Today is your day. Oh, today. Today is your day. Woo, I felt that. Today is your day. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name. Steve, if you want prayer today, I want you to step out of your seat and come down as I close in prayer today. The Lord's going to do something great in this house today. He's going to help. He's going to heal you. Don't wait until I close to come down. Just come right now. I'm going to close in prayer. I'm going to pray, and these folks are here to pray for you. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, you need to do that today. He loves you so much. You're not too far gone. You've not sinned too much. Don't say, if I come into the church, the walls are going to... They're not. You're not that powerful. Your sin isn't that bad. Your life is not that dark and not far gone that he won't go to whatever auction block you're on and buy you back. He's already paid the price for you. So, Father, today, just come while I close in prayer. I pray that today, that in every life and in every heart, that you will be honored. You will be glorified. God, your great life will begin to come into the hearts and the lives of your people. And nothing and no one could pluck what your passion and your desire is. You can't. You will not let them go. I pray that today, that every life will be touched and changed for your glory and for your honor. Just come right now. There's some more of you that you just need to come. There may be a husband here today. You haven't even experienced the blessing in your home and in your family because there's areas in your life you haven't yielded completely and totally over to him. Do that now. Come. I'm going to close in prayer in 20 seconds today. Father, I thank you so much for your grace, your love. Bless your people, I ask now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. I love you so much. God bless you. Can you put your hands together for Jesus one more time today? And don't forget, when you walk out the door, a couple of the folks have an offering bucket out there. If you want to sow something into Egypt, do that. If you need prayer, I want you to come down here. These folks, they're anointed. They're ready to pray with you and for you today. God bless you.